Mishnayis Brochis Perik Aleph Lilu Nishmas Sarerelke Basrab Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel Niftera on Achre Shal Pesach Heitov Shin Ayin Tei Nishmas Otsrura Bitzrura Chai. Says the Mishnah, Me'ei Musay Koirines Shema Be'arvis. When is the time that we begin to read the Shema? In the evening, by Ma'ariv, at night time, Mishosha Kohanim Nichnosim Lechel B'Truma. So, from the time that the Kohanim are permitted to eat their Truma. This means that those Kohanim that were unclean and they immersed themselves, nevertheless, they still are not permitted to eat the Truma unless they wait until the sun sets. That is, that when you can see stars in the sky. So likewise, the time of the reading of the Shema from the evening, it is also when you can see the stars in the sky, but not before that. Ad soif ha-shmoyr rishayna. And you can read till the Shema, till the end of ha-shmoyr rishayna, to the end of the first guard, which means a third of the night. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, these are the words of Rabbi Elazar. V'chachomim emrim ad chatzois, and the chachomim say until midnight is the time to read the Shema. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, ad sheyala amud hashachar. Rabbi Gamliel says, until the morning star goes up is the time to read the Shema. Ma'ase shebo'u bonav mibeis hamishta. It happens that Rabbi Gamliel's children came from a meal after midnight. Omru loy korinah Shema. So they said to their father, to Rabbi Gamliel, we have not yet read the Shema. Omar lahem, so Rabbi Gamliel said to them, im loy ola amud hashachar, if the morning star has not gone up yet, chayovim atem likros, then you are obligated to read. Because even this that the sages, the chachamim, that say up till midnight, they too really hold that you are permitted to read the Shema the entire night. It's not only with regards to the reading of Shema alone did the sages say up till midnight, and nevertheless you're still permitted to do it the entire night, but rather by all the mitzvahs that the sages have told us that we can do it only till midnight, nevertheless you're permitted to do the mitzvah the entire night. For example, Hekter chalovim veivorim, the bringing up in smoke on the mizbeach, the fats and the limbs from a sacrifice on the mizbeach. Mitzvoisun acheyala amud hashachar. The mitzvah is till the morning star rises. The same thing is v'chol hanecholim liyoyim echod, and all sacrifices whose mitzvah is to be eaten for one day, mitzvoisun acheyala amud hashachar. You're permitted to eat it the entire night, which follows the day that you brought the sacrifice, until the morning star goes up. So, if so, since the mitzvah is the entire night, so why did the sages say that you can only do it to half a night? In order to distance a person from committing a sin, that when he will know that he has time to read the Shema or to eat the sacrifice the entire night, so he won't rush to do it, and he will delay it for later on. And in the meantime, he's going to go to sleep, and it's possible that he will oversleep until the daytime. So then he will not have read the Shema, or he will have left over the meat of the korban. So then you'll have to burn it. So then he would not have done the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is that the meat of the korban is that you should see that it should not be burnt. That's not the right thing to go ahead and burn it. But that he will see that the time is short, it only to midnight, so he won't do anything until first he will read the Shema, or he will eat the meat of the korban. So that is the opinion that the Chachamim hold together with Rabbi Gamliel, that the mitzvah of the Shema is actually the entire night. We do the Bar Tanura. Me'emes ha-koyrim, mishosh ha-kohanim nichnosim lechol b'trumosim. From when do we read? From the time that the Kohanim entered to eat the Truma. Says the Bar Tanura, Kohanim shenitmu, those priests who have become tamei, defiled, v'tavla, and they immerse themselves in a mikveh. Ein yichaylim lechel b'truma, they are not able to eat the truma ad sheyarif shimshon, until their sun will set. The hainu tzeisa kechavim, that's when the stars come out. Now v'hod loyton mishas tzeisa kechavim. So why doesn't it say? Why does it say until the kohanim can eat the truma? Why doesn't it just say from the time that the stars come out? So milsa agav urcha komashvulan. So the Tana is teaching us something. By the way, sheim nitmua kohanim betruma, that if the kohanim have become defiled with a truma, shetarosom tluya bekorban, in which their purity depends on a korban, that you have to bring a korban when you, in order to become completely clean, kigoyim. Like, for example, a zov u'metzoida, a person who has a flow, or a metzoida leprosy, and they have to bring a korban in order to become clean, ein ha-kapora me'akvosu melechel betruma, their atonement, meaning the korban that they have to bring, does not prevent them from eating in the truma. So they are still permitted to eat the truma at night time, the ksiv, because the pasuk says, v'yikrochav beis u'bo ha-shemesh v'toher, that the sun sets and then he becomes pure, v'achar yechel men ha-kadoshim, and then he can eat from the holies. It's only the setting of the sun which can prevent him from eating truma, but the ein kaparosim makvosim melechel betruma. But the atonement, the carbon that he has to bring in the following day, will not prevent him from eating the truma. So the Mishnah is already telling you here that that even in those cases they can eat truma already after the sunset. Up to when can the Yirei the Shema? Soifa Shmeira Rishoina. What that is, until the end of the first guard. Zog the Bartanura Shlisha Rishon Shel Halayla, that's the first third of the night. Shalayla Nechleka L'Sholish Mishmonis. The night is divided into three guards. U'misham Ve'elech, and from that point and on, after the third of the night, Le'mikri Suzman Kriya Shema, there's no longer called the time of reading the Shema, of the Shechiva, of the night time, of lying down. But Le'karina Be'i B'Shobacha, we don't call this while you're lying down, which the Torah says you read the Shema when you lay down. After a third, that's his opinion. And before the stars comes out, it's also daytime. It's not the time of lying down. Those who do early, they early, and they read the Shema of the night, of the evening, while it's still daytime, they rely on Rabbi Huda's opinion. The Omar Lekamon, who says later on, in the chapter Tfilas HaShachar, that Tfilas HaMincha ad Plaga Mincha, that the Mincha prayer you can daven only till Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is Shushor Revi Koidim Alayla, that's an hour and a quarter before the night. The Kaimelon, the Halacha is, we know that by the Halacha is David, Kerab Yehuda David, the one who has done like Rabbi Yehuda has done. So, Umiyat Kshekolas Mana Mincha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, since immediately when the time of Davi Mincha has been concluded, Maschil Zman Krishma Shal Arvis, immediately begins the time of the Shema of the evening. He says, we do this, Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar, that's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. That you can read the Shema not to Chatzos, and not till Shmer Hashem, but until the morning star rises. The Chol HaLayla Mikri Zman Shchive, because the entire night is recalled the time of lying down. The halacha ruling is Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Gamliel. Segam Chachomim Meidim Loi, that also the Chachomim agree to him. But Loyom Rad Chatzos, the only reason they disagreed and says till midnight, Elokidei La'archik Es Odom Min Aveir, is only to distance a person from doing a sin. Omiyu, nevertheless, lichatchila, to begin with, mishiyegiya inas kriya shema, as soon as the time of reading the Shema reaches, shal arvis of the evening, the masnisin of our Mishnah, which is the evening Shema, the hainu, that is mitzei sakachavim, from sun, the stars come out, osur lisoid, it's prohibited to go to a feast. Bekolshkin lishen, and of course, you can't go to sleep, achi yikra kriya shema v'yispalal, until you read the Shema and pray. So even though b'di'eved is kosher all night, but l'chatchila, since once nighttime begins, one is prohibited to do anything, to go to a feast or to sleep until he reads the Shema and he davens. Ma'ase shebo bonim beis ha-mishta, there was a story, the Mishnah said that his sons of Rabbi Gamliel came from beis ha-mishta. Says the Bartanura, b'nei Rabbi Gamliel, the sons of Rabbi Gamliel, sham'inu l'rabbonon d'amri ad chatzos, they heard the Chachom said till midnight. So what they're saying to their father, Did Allah this that the Rabban disagree with you? Davke Kamri, it's specifically they say Ad Chatzos only till midnight, Visuloya no more, and therefore Viyochid Vanab Maloch Kedamim, if there is a single opinion against a majority, a minority against a majority. Halacha Kedamim, the law is like the majority, so the law would be like the Chachamim. So if they miss to read the Shema, they shouldn't read it anymore, a Dilma, or perhaps Rabbanon Kavasoch Sviralu, the Rabbanon hold like you. The Haide Kaamri Ad Chatzos, and the only reason they said till midnight, night is kidei laharchikas odem and avera, is to distance a person from doing a sin. V'amar luhu, and he answered them, Rabbanon kavasi sviralu, the Rabbanon hold like me. V'hodu kamri ad chatzos, and this that they said until midnight, is kidei laharchikas odem and avera, is to distance a person from avera. V'chayovim atem likreis, and you are obligated to read. V'loizu bilvadi says them, not only that, kula milse deragamli lidoma labonov. This whole sentence, not this alone, but all the other things the Chacham said till midnight. This entire statement is of the words of Rabbi Gamliel. He was saying it, Hidom Levon, saying to his sons. He told them, for example, Hekter Chalovim, the sacrificing of the fats, Shel Karbonis, of the sacrifices, Ve'evorim, that's of all Karbonis, Ve'evorim, that's Shel Oilas Tomit, that's of the Oila, Oila, so all goes out also the limbs, of the Tomit Shel Ben Arbaim, of the afternoon, Talmud constant Shanizrak Domei, whose blood has been sprinkled b'yoyim mitzvah b'yoyim in the daytime mitzvah la'alas and esochim. So the mitzvah is to bring up the pieces called a laila all night. Iksiv, as it says in Vayikra Vav, he ha'il al moigdo, the oil should be on the fire al mizbeach and the mizbeach called a laila the entire night ad abaker until the morning. Chol and acholim liyemechod, and all those that are eaten for one day. Which karbonis that are eaten for one day? Kigoyim, for example, a korban toida and a chatos. Thank Korban Nachatos and Oshma Kiyetzibahim, and similar Shehem Nacholim, Luyem Velayel, are eaten for a day and a night. Zaman Achilosim, the time of the eating, Achiyal, the Mashachar, until the morning still goes up. Vua Mevil de Neser, that brings it to Neser. In Kein Lomar Mechomim Ad Chatzos, Bekrishma Bachilos Kochim, by Krishma Achilos Kochim, Abo Behekta Chalom Bevorim Lomar Mechom Ad Chatzos. Over there, by Krishma Achilos Kochim, they said to Chatzos, but by the sacrificing of the fats and the limbs, the Chachom did not say to Chatzos Klau. V'leinokat lehocha, he doesn't mention here the idea shekol dovash mitzvos b'layla kosher kol layla, that anything whose mitzvah is all night is kosher the entire night. So even though it only applies to Krishma and Achilas Kochim, kedei laharchis od min aveda, so trasha leyovel ochum ach sheyalamu dashachav yischayv kores, so he shouldn't come to eat him after the morning star, and then he will be guilty of kores. V'chein b'krishma, likewise v'shma sheleyemer adayin yesh lishus v'taver enos, b'krishma shouldn't say I still have time, in the meantime the time will pass by.
Mishnayis Brochus Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis learned le'ilu nishmas sarerelke basarab shneir zalmim menachem Mendel niftara Anachrin Shal Pesach, Hei Tov Shin Ayin, Tei Nishmos Atzrur B'Tzrur Achayim, B'Teich Shloishim, V'Davelis. Says the Mishnah, Me'em Asai Koidin as Shema B'Shachris. When does the time to read the Shema begin in the morning? Mishayakir Ben Tcheles Lovin, when you can recognize the white wool that you have dyed blue, and in other places, the blue dye has not been absorbed, and it remained neither blue nor white. So when it is so light outside that you are able to recognize on the piece of wool which place is blue and which place is not such a good blue, so that is the time, that's light enough, from that time on you can start reading the Kriyas Shema, the reading of the Shema. Rabbi Lezer Omer ben Tcheles Lekarti. Rabbi Lezer says that the time that you can start reading the Shema is when you are able to recognize between blue and sky blue. The Goymro ad Anetzachamo, and he has to complete the reading of the Shema until the sun begins to sprout. But Rabbi Yeshua says Ad Gimel Shoes, that it has up to 3 hours of the day. Shekein derech bnei melochim lamed b'sholos shoes, because this is the nature, the custom of the children of kings, that they get up at 3 hours on the day. And since there are some people that do get up 3 hours after the day begins, so then this is still called Uv Kumecha, when you get up, where the obligation is to read the Shema in the morning is from the word of Kumecha, that's still called the time that you got up. Hakoyde mikan ve'elech lo hifsit. One who reads after this point, after 3 hours and on, has not lost even the blessings of the Shema. And he has to say the blessings that precede the Shema and that follow Shema. Ke'odom hakoyde batoyde. And he gets reward just like one who studies the three portions of the Shema from the Torah, not in the time that you are supposed to read the Shema, but the reward for the mitzvah that Hashem gives for reading Shema, that you lost. So it's like studying Torah, but not the mitzvah of Shema. The Bar Tanura. So it says that you start reading the Shema when you can recognize Bein Tcheles Lelovon, between the blue wool and the white. So the Bar Tanura says that this means Bein Chutei Tcheles, between the blue strands, L'chutei Lovon, to the white strands, Shabatzitzis, that are in the tzitzis, because one strand has to be made out of Tcheles. So when you can recognize between the blue and the white of the tzitzis, that means Bein Tcheles Lovon, between blue and white. Pirush achar, but another interpretation. Gizas tzemer shetzova tcheles, a piece of wool whose color is blue wool, is blue. V'yesh bo mekoymes, and there are areas shalei niklata tzeva, that the color was not absorbed yofa well. V'nishar lovon, and it remained white. So in those places, when you can recognize in between the blue and those areas, that's light enough. Rabbi Lezer said that the shir is ben tcheles lekarti, between tcheles lekarti. Tzeva tcheles, the color of the blue wool is korev legavon shel karti, krishin, to the blue of the krishin shekorin purish blaz. And when you can tell the difference between this tcheles and the karti, so that is what the time, that is light enough to read the Shema. You can read it, Rabbi Yeshua says, how long? So Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Lezer says, Ad Neitzachamo, till the sun sprouts. But Rabbi Yeshua says, Ad Gimel Shoyes, Ad Sholesh Shoyes, up to 3 hours, B'yoyim, on the day. Ad Soif Shosh Lishis, until the end of the 3rd hour. Shuhu Revi'a Yoyim, that's a quarter of the day, because the day consists of 12 and a quarter is 3. Shurevia yom bizman shayomim va'alelos shovim. That's at the time that the days and the night are equal. Ule'olam zman krishma, but always the time of reading the Shema hu ad revia hayom is up to a quarter of the day. Bein shayomim aruchim, whether the days are long, bein kitzorim, whether they're short. So you're always going to be reading up to a quarter of the day. But in those hours, 60-minute hours, you're not always going to have 3 60-minute hours. If, you know, if an hour is 60 minutes, that's only when, as he said, when the yomim and leilos are shavim, when they're equal. So then we have 12 60-minute hours, so 3 60-minute hours is a quarter of the day. But if you have a shorter day, it's a quarter of the day. So it's gonna, you have to divide the day into 12 and get 3 of those hours, and whatever it is, that's a quarter of the day. V'cheino detnan lekaman, likewise this that we learned later on in the Mishnah. T'chiv tfila sashachar ad arba shoes, that you can daven the morning prayers up till 4 hours, b'yoyim, ad arba shoes b'yoyim, haynu, that means ad shlish hayim, that means up to a third of the day. So if 4 hours would mean 4 60-minute hours, not always, that's when the day is right, equal, but the time is a third of the day. You divide the day into 3 parts, and that makes that each, so that's divided into 12 hours, then it's 4 hours is a third of the day. The Dalit shows the Nokat, this that he mentions 4 hours, Lefisha Shlisha Yoim, and 4 hours, meaning 4 60-minute hours, is because Lefishlisha Yoim, because a third of the day, Hudalit Shoyas, is 4 hours, Bizman Shayom Valayla Shomim, at the time that the day and the night are equal. So that means that the day has 12 60-minute hours. A third will be 4 60-minute hours. And any place where it's mentioned in the Mishnah, such and such hours in the day, so you have to calculate it and rule according to this manner, that it's a it goes by the regular, if it's equal day, the day and the night, and it is divided by quarter, third, whatever portion of the day, and it goes like that depending on the size of the day or the length of the day. So it's always either a quarter, a third, or whatever the shear is. This I understood from the interpretation of the Rambam and his Kabbalah, and it was accepted to me. And I accepted the time of the Rabbi Yeshua, and the reason Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar, that he says, Ad shol l'shoyes b'yoyim, up to 3 hours in the day, Shekein derech b'nei malachim, because this is the nature, the custom of the sons of kings, She'einim dimimitosom ad soyf shosh lishis, they don't get up from their beds until the end of the third hour. V'rachmona de Omar v'kum uvkumecha, and when the merciful one in the Torah, who said, when you get up, that you reach ma v'shovcha uvkumecha, when you get up, so the Torah meant that shosh kol bnei adam imdim, until the time that all people get up. Was saying. So the pasuk was talking about all people, so including the bnei malachim. So up to that time is still the time of Shema. V'alocha ki Rabbi Yeshua, the locha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Nevertheless, lechatchila, in the beginning, to begin with, tzorich lekavin, one has to intend and direct himself likris kriyas Shema, to read the reading of the Shema, imanetzachama, with the sprouting of the sun. Like those who was the diligent ones would do, that they would read the Kriya Shema with the Neitzachama. And that way they'll also have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar there. He says, but one who reads after 3 hours, so he says, Loi Hifsid, he hasn't lost. Kolaymar, what didn't he lose out? He hasn't lost out from making the blessing that come before the Shema and after Shema. But although that the time has passed, so he can still read the Shema and can make a bracha before and after it. But one who reads, and then he says, like one who reads in the Torah. So, even though he had not fulfilled the obligation of reading the Shema in its time, he still has a receiving of reward. He still gets a reward, just like one who reads in the Torah. Not related specifically to the mitzvah of reading of the Shema, which he had lost. Mishneh Gimel. Bishama Yoimrim. Ba'erev kol odom yatu v'yikru uva'beker yamdu. B'shamay say that at Ma'ariv time, when we read the Shema, the person should bend over and read the Shema, and during the morning Shema, he should stand up. Shenemar, because the verse states uv'shov b'cho uv'kumecha, because in the verse it says when you lay down and when you get up, so that means as you are laying and as you are standing. Beis Hillel say every person reads the Kriya Shema as he wishes. Because it says in the verse that when you go in the street, this means that you're going on your way. So that is neither lying and not standing. So if so, why does the Torah write when you're lying down and when you're standing up? But the verse means to tell us that you should read in the time that people are lying down and in the time that people are getting up. So Reb Tarfu said, I was once on my way, and I bent over to read the Shema as the ruling of Beis Shammai. And I came to danger because of the bandits. So they said to him, his friends told him, to Rabbi Tarfon, that you were deserving of this punishment, because you transgressed the words of Beis Hillel. And had the bandits killed you, you would have had an additional punishment in the world to come, because you yourself brought yourself to the situation that you should get killed, because you transgressed the words of Beis Hillel and ruled like Beis Shammai. Zog the Bar Tanura says, so it says that in the evening, Yatu, they should lean. Zog the Bar Tanura al Sideim, on their sides. Diksiv, because the verse says, Bishoch b'cho, when you lie down, Derech Shechiva, in a way of lying down, bending over, till leaning on the side. And in the morning, Yamdu, you should stand. Diksiv, because in the morning it says, Uv Kumecha, that when you get up, Derech Kima, in a way of getting up, in the way of standing. But Beis Hillel said, Kidarkei, that you should really like your usual way, bein b'kima, whether standing up, bein b'yeshiva, whether sitting down, bein b'shechiva, whether lying down, bein b'alicha, whether walking. So then the story with Rabbi Tarfon, he said to him, they said, his friend says to Rabbi Tarfon, g'day ha'yisa, you were deserving, ru'y ha'yisa le'horik, you deserve to get killed, v'im ha'yisa meis, and on top of it, had you died, ha'yisa mischai b'nafshcha, you would have been guilty for your own death, because you caused it by transgressing the words of Beis Hillel. Mishnah Dalet. B'shachar mevorich shtayim lefaneo v'achas la'achareo. In the morning, we say two blessings before the Shema, which is Yotzer HaMeiris and HaBeicha Ba'am Yisroel Ba'ava, and you make one blessing after you read the Shema, and that's the blessing of Gaal Yisroel. U'be'erev shtayim lefaneo shtayim la'achareo. And in the evening by Ma'ariv, we say two blessings before Kriya Shema, before the reading of Shema, HaMariv Arovim and Ohev Amo Yisrael, and two after Kriya Shema, Goal Yisrael and Shemir Amo Yisrael Lad. Achas Arucha, the two blessings that precede before Kriya Shema in the morning and to Ma'ariv, is one of them a long one. This means that it begins with Baruch Atah and it ends with Baruch Atah. Which is Yotzer Oir, and the Brach of Yotzer Oir, and Ashabidvari Mari Varavi. But V'achas Kitzora, but one of them is a short one. It does not end with Baruch Atah, that it ends with Baruch Atah, but it doesn't begin with Baruch Atah. That is the Avas Oilam, that is the second Brach before the Shema, in the morning and in by Ma'ariv. In the place where the sages have said that you should make a long bracha, which means that you should begin with Baruch Atah, then you're not permitted to make it short and not to start with the Baruch Atah. If it's a place lekatzir, einu reshoi laharich. And if it's a place that the sages said that you should make a shorter bracha without Baruch Atah, then you're not allowed to make it into a long bracha, you're not allowed to add the Baruch Atah. Lachtoim, ein rashoi shalachtoim, where the sages had said that you should finish with Baruch Atah, you're not permitted not to finish with Baruch Atah. B'shaloi lachtoim, ein rashoi lachtoim. And on the opposite side, where the sages said that you're not allowed to finish or you should not finish with Baruch Atah, then you should not go do the opposite and yes, say Baruch Atah. The Bar Tanura. So in the morning we do Shtayim Lufaneha, we do two before the Shema, which is the Baruch of Yetzer Oir and Ahava. And then you do one in the afterwards, which is Emes V'yatzif, which finishes Gal Yisrael. And Uba Erev, and in the evening, so there you make the mevorich, says the Bar, you make the bracha shtayim lufaneo, you say mairi varovim v'hava soilom, that comes before Shema, and then you do shtayim lachareho, two after Shema, which is emes v'amuna, one, and hashkivenu, two. Achas arucha v'achas ketzora. One long one, one short. Says the Bar Tanura the Mishnah says you make one long and one short. So the Bar Tanura says, Ashtayim shalafoneh hakoyi. He is referring to the two brachas that precede the Shema. Yoitzer oir, the bracha Yoitzer oir is arucha. That's called a long bracha because shepesechas bebaruch. It opens up with Baruch Atah Hashem v'chisames bebaruch and it finishes with a baruch. V'chein, and also in the evening, the Mariv Aravim begins with a baruch and ends with a baruch. But the Ava, the second bracha, in the morning, is Kitzora. That is a short one, shechisames bebaruch. It finishes with the bracha, with a baruch. But they in the Pesachas v'baruch, they don't begin, that bracha doesn't begin with a baruch. Then it says lachtoim. If they said to finish with a baruch, then shaloi lachtoim is not kigoyin birchas ha-peiros or birchas ha-mitzvos, where you don't have an opening bracha and an end bracha. You have just the opening bracha. It says Baruch Ato Hashem on the fruit, or Baruch Ato Hashem on the mitzvahs, without repeating again Baruch Ato Hashem. So that's the second part of the Mishnah, is talking about general brachas. The long and the short is talking about the brachas that come before the Shema, and this is talking about the brachas that general brachas that you have to follow the takana the way the Chachamim made it. Mishnah Hey. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelus. We need to mention the exodus of Egypt at the night time. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rav Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare ani kiven shivim shono, I am old, such a, almost like, a 70-year-old, v'lo yizachisi sheti omar Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelus. And I had not merited to learn from a verse that you, from which verse that you need to say the exodus of Egypt at night time. Ache the Rosh Ben Zoyma, until Ben Zoyma expounded it. Shenemar leman tizkor yisim tzeischom eretz Mitzrayim. It says you should mention. The verse says you should mention the day that you exited from Egypt. Kol yimei chayecha, all the days that you live. So yimei chayecha hayomim, kol yimei chayecha halelus. So Ben Zoyma expounds that if it would have just said yimei chayecha, the days of your life, then I would say that you only have to mention the exodus of Egypt by daytime, because the word Yimei is the translation. The word Yimei is days. So therefore, the verse also says Koil Yimei Chayecha, to teach us that even at nighttime you have to mention the exodus of Egypt. The Chachamim say that Yimei, the days of your life, means this world. So that these days mean all days of your life, that means even when Mashiach would come. So even then we will have to mention the exodus of Egypt. The Bar Tanura, on Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, we mention the exodus of Egypt at night time. Parshas Tzitzis Omrim Oiso B'Krishma Shel Arvis. The section, the portion of Tzitzis, with the mitzvah Tzitzis, we say it during the reading of the Shema of the evening. V'afal Pi She'ein Laylo Zman Tzitzis. Even though the night time is not a time that we do the Tzitzis, the Ksiv, because the verse says, U'Isim Oisoi, that you shall see them. Prat L'Ksus Laylo, this excludes a garment of the night time, because you can't see it. Omrim, because at night time you don't see. Omrim Oiso B'Laylo, we still nevertheless say it at night time. Mipnei Yitzias Mitzrayim Shabo, because of the exodus of Egypt that's in it. Then he quotes that Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that Kiben Shivim Shono, I was like a 70-year-old. Said Bar Tanura, Yisi Nira Zokin, I appear to be an older. But I wasn't actually old. But rather his hair became white. Yom Sheminu Oisur Nosi, on the day that they appointed him as a leader. Kidesha Yiro Ezokin, so he should appear as old. Veroyul Nesius, and fitting for the leadership. And on that day, Dorash Ben Zoyma Mikrozeh, when they appointed him Nosi, and that day, Ben Zoyma expounded this pasuk. What does it mean? Veloy zochisi. He says, I'm like a seventh, I didn't merit. Loy nitzachti lachachomim. I did not was able to convince the sages. V'doyim loy b'shas b'perik b'noyz kusim lamad chesum et beiz. B'ho zakinu Rabbi Lezer l'rabonon. Zakinu over there, Rabbi Lezer was zakin l'rabonon, meaning loy mar nitzchom, that he was able to be victorious and to convince them of his proof. But in this case, Ben Zoyma sort of convinced and was victorious, but you do mention the also Adonai Tech.